I'm very happy now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Dennis Gromelski. He is co-founder and executive director of the Fusion Theater Company. And I'd like to welcome Sherry Edelin and Tom Simpson, who are playing the lead roles in the play Outside Mullingar, a play by John Patrick Shanley, which will be performed this coming Saturday, the 27th, at the Lensic. It's also this coming Friday in Albuquerque at the Chemo Theater. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having us.
So this is an interesting play, Outside Mullingar. It takes place in Ireland. It's written by an Irish-American, John Patrick Shanley, who has an introduction. You gave, Dennis, you gave me the play, which has a fabulous introduction by Shanley about going to Ireland and meeting his semi-deranged relatives there, who are clearly the inspiration for this play.
The extended family.
Yes. So I guess what I am wondering is, does it feel Irish? Does it feel American?
Ooh, interesting question. I think tales of land and ancestral homelands and Hatfield McCoy type scenarios are everywhere. But when Shanley went back, it took him 20 years to write about his experience, because he went back in 93 to visit these homelands. And in the interim, he had, you know, won an Academy Award for Moonstruck. He won a Pulitzer and a Tony for Doubt, and I guess then settled in on writing about his own people. As you read in that foreword, he hadn't expected to go back to Ireland, but it was his dad that was the inspiration for this. And I think that is a, you know, they say you can't go home again, but this is certainly an attempt at doing that.
It's interesting, and again, I haven't seen the rehearsals yet, or seen the play, I've only read it, but there's so much going on about secrets and what isn't said. That seems to be a big part of the play. And that must affect how you act it, because there's always like something that is just below the surface or deep below the surface.
And you don't want to give anything away. During the course, in the earlier scenes, you don't want to let on at all what could happen in the later scenes. That was something we really had to work on in rehearsal, is to not tip your hand at any point in time, because there are places where you could easily do that with a wink or a nod to the audience to sort of indicate that something is up, but we try to go straight through it and not reveal anything.
So the two of you play the kind of younger generation, 30s and 40s, and the two other characters are your
respective parents.
The man's mother and the woman's, I mean, the man's father and the woman's mother. And these are also very intense characters who are neighbors, who influence the kids in a way that, again, I mean, this is what I was wondering, you know, is it Irish, is it American? American kids would have, you know, up and gone a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that the relationships between the parents and the children are really pretty universal. In going through this play and the situations, I certainly recognized within myself my relationship with my father as he was getting older, and it fell to me to be sort of his caretaker in later years. I really identified very clearly with the character of Anthony that I play in the play.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I left my hometown, but my brother and sister are still there, and they are now caring for my mother, not living in the same home with her, but certainly in the same town. I was the one that flew the coop. So, again, we can recognize very easily in America how this could happen.
Now, the two of you play characters who have basically lived side by side since you were small children, really, since the younger one was born, and have never really gotten to know each other, which is kind of amazing.
I think they know each other very well.
You think so?
Yes. But it's not let on in the play, that it's just that don't you know your neighbor? Like, I grew up next to neighbors, and we knew them very well. And it wasn't until we all grew up and went separate ways that we suddenly don't know each other anymore.
And I think there's a knowledge and an intimacy with people that you do grow up with mm-hmm. from childhood that you don't even realize is there because it is so second nature. And maybe it's not until you have moved away that you realize how close of a friend you really had when you were a kid.
I guess, but I mean, this thing of how they could keep such deep secrets and go for 3 years without even talking to each other.
Right. Well, they do see each other at church every Sunday. Yeah. So it's probably a, hello, how are you? Come over. I might. Okay.
Yeah.
Do good fences make good neighbors?
Yeah.
Right.
I think there's also a key component of this, because it does come back to the idea of land, these respective homes next to each other being in each other's families for so long. The land, the physical land itself, is actually a very important character in this
yeah.
piece as well.
Yeah, very much so. How do you represent that on stage?
This stage actually was relatively tricky in terms of if you look at the staging of it scene by scene, there are five different locales that have to be represented, three different outdoor areas, two separate indoor homes, and we worked hard at making that accessible and making that work on stage.
We're talking about the play Outside Mullingar. Now, has this been performed very much?
Again, this was a piece that we were in the trenches working for. This is the second cast ever to have done this
production. Is that
right? This is the national regional premiere off of the Broadway stage, and it closed on Broadway at the end of March, I believe, and was indeed nominated for a Best Play, a Tony Award.
And now, was it well received by audiences there? It had a good run?
It did have a good run. John Patrick Shanley is a good name on Broadway.
Yeah.
One of the big items of news that was noteworthy about the New York production is that Deborah Messing made her way to the New York stage for the first time, to the Broadway stage, and that it received a lot of publicity for that.
Now, are you guys doing Irish accents?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Would you
All
like to
us.
Just say a little... Would you like to do a little bit of dialogue from the play right now?
Let's see. Just do the first scene two.
All right.
Start.
Rosemary, what are you doing out here away from the house?
Smoking.
Out here in the rain?
There's a bit of roof.
Dark as tar.
I can see.
Now you've the eyes of a goat. You smoking a pipe now?
Oh, I ran out of cigs. It's Dazzo chimney.
Suppose I can't blame you, whatever you choose to do on the night that your father died.
He died 3 days ago.
During the general time that your father died.
Oh, so I have special rights tonight.
I suppose.
Then I'll use them. Will you answer me a question?
What?
Have you ever heard from Fiona?
Oh, is the human race against me this night?
Don't answer then.
Never. I have never heard from Fiona since our childhood days.
And your heart's still broken?
Yes.
Do you know where she is?
I do, in Wicklow, with a husband and 3 daughters.
Oh, why don't you just get over her like other people do?
I don't know what other people do, and I don't care. What do you do what you do? Why do you stay over there in that lonely house?
It's not lonely.
You should fly, won't you, ma'am?
Don't give away too much.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, this is wonderful. I mean, this is the thing. I mean, when you read the play, you can't quite hear it like
yeah.
that. It's an amazing play. It has very quick dialogue sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And then some sort of longer, more impassioned speeches sometimes. What's it like to... I mean, what's the rehearsal process been like? What have been some of the challenges of this play?
Like we spoke of earlier, not trying to give away the ending or any of the secrets throughout
It's
the
so
scenes.
Hard when you know the play, when you've read the play and uh-huh. have become intimate with it in studying the play, you know the ending. And you have to constantly remind yourself
that you don't know the ending.
That you don't know the ending
right.
in the first scene. And so that's the big challenge, I think, for this piece, as well as the dialect.
Yeah,
right,
that is,
right.
That's a technical challenge. But the acting challenge, I think, is not realizing the end of the play.
Right. Yeah, and some of, at least one of the secrets in it is so bizarre that nobody will ever guess it.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have to go to the play to find out
what
that is.
It always creates a huge reaction.
Yeah.
With the audience.
Of laughter?
A mixture. You hear all sorts of sounds coming from the audience at that particular moment.
Very interesting. Well, the play is called Outside Mullingar by John Patrick Shanley, directed by Jacqueline Reed, performed by the Fusion Theater Company. And so you've been doing it in Albuquerque already.
Yeah, we had a great sold-out run at the Cell Theater. It has been extremely well-received by audiences. And I think people were surprised by both edges of the knife. Both sides of the coin. One is that it's an extremely funny piece, and the other is that it deals with a lot of real life issues, having to do with life and death and that cycle that goes on and on. And one of the things that has been incredibly impressive to me, and I don't know why I'm surprised about this, but one of the things that's been incredibly impressive to me has been the reception by men towards this piece. The father-son and mother-daughter relationships in this are moving, funny, incredibly accessible, and unavoidable, I guess. And so I think it's been wonderful to see the reaction.
How have men been reacting? Like, what do you mean?
I won't say joy, but it's close to it. You know, I meet and greet people after the show to kind of get, as my other partners say, the finger on the pulse. And they have been the most enthusiastic in coming up to me afterwards and really letting me know what they thought of the piece. And that's been a tremendous positive.
Fusion Theater Company always bringing the best theater to New Mexico. What is the mission of the company? I mean, is it to take plays that have recently been on Broadway and bring them out here?
Yeah, we are most interested in mounting fresh works of great merit from the world stages and bringing them to New Mexico. For instance, this piece is played at the Cell Theater, our home theater, one of our home theaters in Albuquerque, and then transferred down last weekend to Las Cruces. And then Friday night will be back at the Chemo in Albuquerque and then to the Lensic. We have always believed that not only is there a great talent pool here in Albuquerque and New Mexico, but also that why should Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Las Cruces not have works of great merit before Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco? We're keenly interested in putting New Mexico on the theatrical map nationally, basically.
We're getting applause motion from
Sherry.
Now
these two are from the D.C. area, but also our other cast members as well. Santa Fe audiences might know Robert Benedetti, who is back on stage with us for the first time in 23 years. Not with us, but his first time on stage in 23 years. And also Nancy Jarris, who is a Rio Rancho resident who has had a 50-year career on stage and on screen. And as I've told other people, I think this cast is probably the most accomplished cast that we've ever put on stage.
So you two came out to New Mexico for this?
For this piece.
Right. Awesome. Tom and Jackie went to North Carolina School of the Arts together. That's their relationship, how they knew each other.
Uh-huh. And you two are husband and wife?
Yes.
And play people in this play Outside Mullingar who are neighbors, and I guess we really
romantic
don't
interests.
Know. Yeah, let's call it romantic interest. Let's not tell people how it comes out. I have to say, up until like the penultimate page, I did not know how this thing was going to come out.
Right.
So, all right. Well, it is great to have you all here. Sherry Edelin and Tom Simpson, actors Dennis Gromelski, co-founder and executive director of the Fusion Theater Company. Once again, Friday at the Chemo at 7:30. For more information there, chemotickets.com. And Saturday, September 27th at the Lensic, 7:30. Ticketssantafe.org, 988-1234 is the number. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.